Proclamation number 5377, dated the April 29th, 1952. Tests of faith to fortify belief. You are persistently subjected to tests of faith, but only in order to fortify your belief. For as yet it is still as weak as that of a child compared to the demands that will be expected of you in the coming time. Time and again you will therefore experience adversity, during which you should prove yourselves insofar as that you should turn to the one who alone is able to banish your problems. The adversity will disappear like a formation of clouds if you trustingly hand yourselves over to the Heavenly Father and commend yourselves to His grace. Thus you have the certain means to master every adversity. You need only tell Him your problems and sincerely appeal for His help, and you will be helped. But first you need to mature this firm faith so that He can and will help you. Such faith will banish all adversity. However, this requires your awareness of His presence. Your bond with Him must be so close that you will never feel alone, but that you will always sense that He, your Father of Eternity, is walking next to you, and then you will be completely convinced that He will help you. A life without a fight, without earthly or spiritual adversities, would not improve your spiritual development, for your strength only gets fortified through battle. Strength is only put to the test through opposition and finally becomes victorious. This is why earthly adversities cannot be excluded. They are effectively merely tests to build up your strength, which you need to cope with in order to become strong in faith. For you will require great strength of faith during the coming time, when only that person will remain calm and confident who became so steadfast through his strong faith that he is aware at all times that he is in the Heavenly Father's care and therefore stands above everything that is approaching. Nothing happens in your existence which He is not aware of, and nothing can happen to you without His will, but whatever comes upon you is His will and is always beneficial for your soul. Firmly commit these words to your memory, then you will always feel cared for by the Heavenly Father's love, and you will not doubt His help for one moment if you are in trouble. Everything is beneficial that turns your thoughts to Him, who is merely waiting for your call in order to be able to help you. It is His will that you should turn to Him. He wants to be your constant companion. He wants to be asked for advice in every spiritual or earthly adversity. He always wants to help you, but is only able to do so if you, through your faith in Him, have also freely professed Him. But then you will be in good care. Then you will be able to await even the most difficult destiny. It will turn out for the best. You will receive earthly help and spiritually derive the greatest blessings from what the Father sends to you in order to win you over forever. Amen.